Sandusky gets it to Bullis, and now we have players falling all over the place. Bullis pulls up from about half court with 2 seconds left for three. This one's no good, and that's how the end of the third is going to happen. It's Ubley 32, Sandusky 23. 1 quarter to go, Ubley by 9 on WLEW Sports.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
WLW Sports Network, and it's Ubley leading after three quarters, 32-23 over the Sandusky Redskins. In fact, in that third session, Chase Bullis scored all 6 points for Sandusky. They outscored 8-6 by Ubley. As in that quarter, Trent Morrell had 4, Kurt Kowalski had 2, and Gabe Messing had 2. Ubley gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, Sweeney with it. Also out there, we have number 20, Kyle Rumsick, 22, Damien Irving, number 34, Tyler Brandle, and 32, Gabe Messing. We have a whistle with Ubley with the ball. Fouls against Sandusky. It's going to be a push, so Ubley will get the ball on the side. Fouls against number 33, Jacob Laseski, his first, and Sandusky's third of the half. Sweeney with the ball at the top of the key. Over to Rumsick. He now brings it back up to the top. To the left corner to Gabe Messing, drives down the baseline, pulls up for the jump shot. Yes. Gabe Messing now with 7 points in the night and a 11-point lead, tying the largest lead for the Bearcats tonight. 7.5 to play in the fourth, 34-23. Into Oki in the right block, puts up the long bunny. No good. Rebound by Rumsick for the Bearcats. Over to Sweeney, resets the offense, and he takes the three. No. Rebound Oki. From Muskogee, 7:05 left in the fourth. Ubley still by 11. And we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be another foul against Gabe Messing. He reached in a bit too far on that one. Indeed it is, and that's Gabe Messing's third foul and the third team for Ubley in the half. Sandusky ball on the side right in front of their bench on the far side of your radio. Number 33, Jacob Laseski has it, and he tries to feed it to Oki, and Irving is there, just steal it away. Here comes Irving, drive, kicks it out, back to Sweeney at the top of the key, 6:49 left. Over to Gabe Messing for the jump shot from the baseline, bounces once, no good, rebound Oki, who's starting to clean up the boards here in the fourth. Over to Laseski, now acting as point guard, Gage Frank is on the bench, forces the Redskins. Oki. High low down to Dreyer, misses the layup, and looked like it had been blocked by Messing. And here comes Sweeney and the Bearcats. 6:20 left in the fourth. Sweeney with the runner inside the lane, goes no good. Rebound Oki once again. At the top of the key, Jacob Laseski picks up his dribble, being guarded by Sweeney. Now over to number 15, Dylan Coates. Now to Matt Ruggles on the right wing. Dreyer, top of the key, dribbles once, picks it up. Now to Oki for the 17-footer. No, rebound Messing. Good defense from the Bearcats. Keeps the 11-point lead, 5:48 left in the fourth. Messing pulls up just inside the right elbow. No good. And rebound. Any guess, John?
You know,
Oki.
Dalton Oki, he's fun to watch. But, you know, when he takes a 16-foot shot and he's your center, you know you're in trouble.
He's no Adrian Payne. As Jacob Laseski throws it out of bounds, a little miscommunication there between him and Matt Ruggles. As Kurt Kowalski checks in, as well as Jeff Wright, so the underclassmen are in, replaces Irving, and Sweeney will sit down as well.
Ubley has an 11-point lead with 5:31 to go, and I'm sensing that Sandusky is treating this like a 21-point deficit or something.
Ubley with the ball. Jeff Wright over to Gabe Messing at the top of the key, being guarded by Dreyer. Over to number 34, Brandle. Back up to the left elbow to Rumsick. Now Messing has it in the left wing. 5:10 left in the fourth. Pulls up for the jump shot just inside the three. No good. No air, no arc on that one. Gets his own rebound. And now Kabosky has it to Jeff Wright at the right wing. He dribbles into the free throw line. Back out to Rumsick at the left wing. Kabosky, right wing, dribbling right down the lane, goes up, and he is pushed from behind by a white jersey, Matt Ruggles. That's his first, Sandusky's fourth of the half, so it'll be Sandusky, or Ubley ball underneath the road hoop on the right side of the radio. Morrell checks back in for Ubley, giving them a little bit of height, replaces number 34, Tyler Brandle. For the Bearcats, feeds right into Morrell. The right block goes up, gets it stripped away and rebounded and brought in by number 10, Matt Ruggles of Sandusky. 4:40 left in the fourth, 34-23, Ubley by 11. Feeds it into Dreyer at the right block, and he feeds it down to Dylan Coates, puts up the layup, and he is hammered. Dylan Coates will be going to the line for two. And the push foul against Ubley is the fourth team foul and the first against Kyle Rumsick.
That was a second high-low that Sandusky just executed. Just missed it. They really need that. They're leaving a lot of points on the court with 4 minutes, 36 seconds to go.
And Oki sits down as well as number 33, Jacob Lasewski. 22, Bobby Rich is back in. As well as number 20, Gage Frank. And now Ubley's substitution sitting down is Rumsick. And back in is Sweeney. So out there for Ubley right now, we have Sweeney, Wright, Messing, Morrell, and Kabosky. All five starters. Second free throw from Coates is good. He has 1 point in the night. Sweeney bringing up the ball. Being guarded by Frank on the right wing. Back to the top of the key. 4:27 left in the fourth. A 10-point game. 34-24. Kabosky dives the lane, misses the layup. Morrell gets the rebound, puts it back up, and he's fouled and one. An old-fashioned three-point play coming for Trent Morrell and the Bearcats. Morrell now has 11 points in the night. Foul is the fifth against Sandusky. And now we have substitution. Bowles checks back in for the first time in a little while here. Fouls against Gage Frank, his second. Matt Ruggles checks out. That's who Bowles replaced. Out there for Sandusky right now. We have Bolas, Bobby Rich, Gage Frank, Dreyer, and number 15, Dylan Coates, as the three-point play for Morrell is complete. The free throw good, and now a 13-point lead, the largest of the night for the Bearcats.
Nice rotation on that free throw by Trenton Morrell.
Frank to Dreyer, feeding it into Bolas, almost stripped away. Bolas retains it, and now Gabe Messing finally gets it away for good. 4 minutes left in the fourth. It's a 13-point lead, 37-24. Ubley at Sandusky, Ubley leading. Jeff Wright feeds it into the corner to Gabe Messing, gets it back to right of the left wing. Pick set by Morrell, and Wright goes all the way to the lane, and he is hit on the way up, so he'll be the line for two. Jeff Wright has not even scored yet tonight. He has his first opportunity here as the sixth team foul against Sandusky is against number 15, Dylan Coates, his first. And the first free throw is good. Now a 14-point lead. Jeff Wright in the books with one. Dreyer sits down for Sandusky. In there now, Bobby Rich, 22. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by Morrell. This one's missed and rebound Bolas for Sandusky. With numbers is Sandusky. Gage Frank goes up, draws contact, and he's headed to the line now for two. Suddenly it's like a K of this free throw challenge here. With 3:35 left in the fourth, the foul against Ubley. That should be their fifth. Yes, it is. And the foul is against number 42, Kurt Kabosky, his third. As the first free throw from Frank is no good. Second free throw is up, and this one's no good as well. Rebound Morrell. So the substitute.